You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, flowers look good, smell good, and some of them taste good, too. Our guest tells us about the edible flowers available here in Wisconsin. First, the state is home to dozens of poultry processing plants, and a new report is shedding light on the working conditions some of their employees may face. The industry's had one of the highest rates of severe injury, worse than jobs like coal mining and gas extraction, and injuries may be underreported. Sarah Shipley-Hiles is an assistant professor at the University of Missouri School of Journalism. She was the project editor for a student-reported investigation into conditions in poultry plants out yesterday from the Wisconsin Center on Investigative Journalism, originally reported for the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting. Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what led you to tackle the poultry industry and injury rates there?
Well, it was through a collaboration with the Midwest Center. I approached them with my class, investigative reporting class, and said that we were interested in working with them, and together we came up with that story. The poultry processing industry has been known to be dangerous for many years, so it's not a new story in some ways, but what is surprising about it is that some of these conditions still persist.
Yeah, talk about the kind of jobs we're talking about and the pace of these jobs.
Yes. Poultry processing plants have a thing called a line where the chickens are actually moving down a mechanical line and the workers stand there at their stations and do things like cut and clip them. And the speed of that line has been noted as a concern in a lot of studies that have been done on the industry. So it's the speed at which the chickens go by and the workers are supposed to attend to them. And the line speed can be up to 140 chickens per minute, and by getting a waiver, the plants can sometimes go even faster.
Now talk about some of the injuries that do get reported. What are some of the common things we see in these plants?
Mm-hmm. Well, some of the injuries that we looked at included serious injuries that would be amputations, especially finger amputations seem to be fairly common, where workers get their fingers actually cut or clipped in the machinery. Those would be reported definitely to OSHA, which is a federal agency that oversees workplace safety. But there's another concern, and that is maybe less serious injuries, like repetitive motion injuries that happen very commonly, but those are not required to be reported to OSHA. So there's a great concern that people are actually being injured in a chronic way and that it isn't necessarily being reflected.
Let's focus in on those acute injuries, the first ones you mentioned. What do these companies say about how they try to train people and deal with safety issues?
Well, they do provide training, of course. And one of the plants that we looked at is in Sedalia, Missouri. It's a Tyson plant. And Tyson did speak to us a little bit about the training that they provide. And we had one employee who was willing to go on the record with us and even let us use her name. And she said that she did feel comfortable with the training that she received. But at the same time, the positions are inherently very dangerous and difficult just because of the nature of the task. Employees are working in a very cold and wet environment, and they have a lot of safety gear on, which is needed to protect them, but at the same time makes it cumbersome for them to move and very uncomfortable.
Talking to Sarah Shipley-Hiles from the University of Missouri School of Journalism and a project she worked on with students there looking at occupational safety in poultry processing plants. And now let's turn to those chronic injuries, the repetitive motion types of things. What kind of things did you see, you and your journalists see talking to workers at these plants?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very common because the workers do stand there all day long on their shifts and they do the same types of motion over and over again. So apparently there used to be a requirement or a place, I guess I should say, on the injury reporting forms that collected data about these repetitive motion injuries, but that was actually removed from the form. And so there's literally not a place anymore for these types of injuries to be reported in the same way. And so there's a concern that everybody knows that these injuries are happening, but maybe they're not as well documented and not as well provided for. And then when you consider just the speed and the very nature of the work, that's where a lot of the concern comes in. So if employees are doing these very strenuous manual tasks, especially working with their hands, wrists, and arms all day long, and they start to feel stress, pain, and injury. They might not have an injury that gets reported because maybe they're just moved to a different task within the plant, and that doesn't result in an actual reportable type of injury.
So
but they are actually still suffering.
So when we see federal reporting, that's more looking at there was an individual incident that caused injury, not a cumulative toll taken by the nature of the job.
Yes, definitely. So if someone slips and falls, that was mentioned in one of our stories. If someone has a fingertip cut off, that would certainly be reported. But these more chronic types of things are not necessarily being reported.
And is there any indication that any factors are trying to say, okay, hey, we've got this repetitive motion a problem for a lot of our workers. What can we do to fix that?
Well, there's certainly attention to these concerns. There are both federal agencies that have drawn attention to it, as well as a lot of nonprofit groups that are working on the issue. So, for example, the GAO has put out several reports in recent years that are linked in our stories that point out that, you know, we really need to address these problems, and they have been known for some time. We need to gather better data and then see what we can do within the plant environment to, you know, maybe engineer better solutions.
Another issue that came up in your reporting is that these are often jobs done by immigrant workers, and there may be language issues when it comes to safety and training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, the poultry processing industry has been known as being very welcoming and friendly to immigrants and even refugees. So people who may come here with no language skills and little job skills that might work in other environments can get positions in these plants. And sometimes they are, you know, dangerous and dirty jobs that maybe might not be as attractive to some other people. So it can be an appealing place for some folks to get their foot in the door, to get a good paying job. However, you know, that results in a situation that could be ripe for abuse. So I think the statistic was almost 30% of workers in the meat and poultry processing industry are foreign-born, and about 35% are Hispanic. So that's a pretty significant chunk, and that means that people may have issues with, there may be a language barrier there, there may be cultural barriers there, and so people's immigration status may also play into it if they, whether or not they would actually be turned in or have their status discovered, they may be afraid to complain or afraid to ask for things because they're concerned about their immigration status. So there could be a fear factor there.
On a practical level, your reporting also found concerns about access to bathrooms and bathroom breaks. Is that right?
Yes. This is an issue that's been reported pretty extensively in some of the investigations that have gone on. And apparently, it's quite common for people to either say that they were denied access to the bathroom or discouraged from using the bathroom to the point that some people said that they would not eat or drink during their entire shift so that they wouldn't have to use the bathroom. And things like urinary tract infections and abdominal pain and constipation, and that can lead to more serious problems like kidney problems, can result from that.
Did you come across any efforts? We talked a little bit about the factory safety efforts themselves. Is anybody advocating for better safety regulations, slowing down the speed of the line, anything like that to try to avoid some of the problems we've been talking about?
Yes, there's been long-time efforts really going on in a number of states. And the Northwest Arkansas Workers Justice Center is one that we touched on in our reporting, and they have really been very active in working on this. But in the state of Missouri as well, there are a number of nonprofit organizations that are working on it and a number of federal investigations that have gone on. So I would say that the injury rate has declined. It's not that nothing has been done over the years, but the industry remains one of the more dangerous ones compared to other types of manufacturing. So even though there has been some improvement, there's still a lot more that could be done.
Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Sarah Shipley-Hiles, assistant professor at the University of Missouri School of Journalism and project editor of a student reporting project looking into conditions in poultry processing plants. It was originally published by the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting, and you can find the story online at wisconsinwatch.org.